Here he is, literally woke up about 1 minute ago. Hooch, hello.
Oh, 1 minute's a stretch. Good morning, Dan. Good morning, listeners. I think it was about 30 seconds ago.
So we'll start off with the weather because it's pretty good this weekend compared to last weekend where it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, it was a bit rough last weekend.
So nice and flat this weekend and fairly light winds and lots of sunshine. Very good.
Oh, that's awesome because those tuna are still out the front and that will allow people to get out and have a crack at catching some bluefin tuna out off the Bass Strait, which is a huge novelty at the minute. You know, there's a couple of different ways that you can go about that, but mostly dragging skirted lures and divers would be the way to go.
Well, I've seen photos in the paper and online for the last month now of people still getting those tuna and like close to shore too, getting off break walls.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that, but that's quite exciting because they were sort of in that sort of 40 metre out to even as far as 50 and 60 metres, which is quite a way out the front of Bass Strait here when you get to the 50 metre marks, a fair way out. But, last couple of weeks they've been in quite close in 30 metres, and that's amazing, absolutely amazing. And that's just testament to our water quality at the minute.
Yeah, right. So have you been hunting tuna lately or what?
No, I've been pretty busy with finishing up with a few targa bits and pieces. There's normally a little bit of a tail that wags after targa, cleaning up a few things and getting your gear organised. Plus, I've got a few jobs at home, but once I've sorted that out, I think I'll get out there and have a bit of a look. And also, we've got a couple of competitions coming up that we're thinking about entering. So there's one down at Eagle Hawk Neck, and then there's a winter wind-up on the east coast at Bishano. So we'll think about going in that one as well.
Right. So, yeah, it's pretty nice right around the state. So some people might be going over east coast looking for some game fish or down south. What do you reckon? Where to go?
Well, St Helens has been fishing quite well. And anywhere down the east coast is fine. It all just depends on the weather. So sometimes you can shape your trip depending on what the weather is in different areas, because the weather can be vastly different at St Helens between Bishano, even though it's not that far as the crow flies between, say, St Helens and Bishano. The weather is vastly different in those particular areas, so you can sort of have a little bit of a look on what the weather looks like doing, and then choose where you want to go based on the weather rather than the fishing, because the fishing's very good in both areas. And, of course, Eagle Hawk Neck, which is the south-southeast, that's always fishing well. There's plenty of fish being caught down there. And also even the Broadbill sword fishing has been going extremely well, and that's been from right down Eagle Hawk Neck through to Bishano right up to St Helens. There's been a number of teams or a number of crews that have managed to catch a broadbill swordfish, and there's been a few been able to be tagged as well, so that'll be great because that allows us to find out a little bit of information if we reclaim those tags where those fish migrate to.
Yeah, well, speaking of migration, and if you're going over the east coast and the west coast too, the whales have started their migration from Antarctica, so they're heading up the coast. We've had a few spottings this week off the east coast of Tassie. No spotting of... have you ever seen Migaloo, by the way?
No, the white whale. Is it the white one?
No, never seen.
I've seen a lot of whales. I've never seen a white one. But the whales are unreal. It's always awesome to see the whales, and they seem to be in much much bigger numbers.
Yeah.
Each year. So yeah, that's good to see, and it's not. It's also good to see because some of these bigger fish seem to be travelling with the whales, and so if you spot the whales, you can just sort of come over and troll down beside them. Of course, people, you can't go too close to them because, you know, there are all these rules about how close you can get to a whale and all that sort of jazz. But if you can get sort of alongside them or come across the front of them, there's often fish swimming with them.
Yeah. Let's go inland. So there's trout spawning up Lyewinnie area, right?
Yeah, well, of course, the trout season for the major part has closed, and we'll have to wait till August for that to fire up. There are some waters that are open all year round, but closed normally for spawning. So yeah, this weekend is the Liaweenie Inland Fisheries weekend, and that's when it's really cool to be able to go up there and watch them process a few fish and weigh a few fish, and they come up the spawn race in amazing numbers, and it's pretty specky to watch.
Mm. All right, Election Day tomorrow. So what are you hoping for as far as the fishing biz goes?
Is the election tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Lucky you mentioned that. Otherwise, I would have probably not even remember to vote. But, yeah, there's a few issues, I suppose, for recreational fishers. And I mean, there's a couple of candidates that are advocating a few recreational fishing bits and pieces. But I think the big one is the fish farm off, Bass Strait. I think, there's been a bit said about that. I probably am a little bit different to most recreational fishermen. Some recreational fishermen's default position is no. Definitely not when it comes to a fish farm in Bass Strait, but I'm not anti-industry. And I think the fish farms in Tasmania have a huge role to play in Tasmania when it comes to jobs and also, a bit of impetus in our economy. There's lots and lots of money being spent in Tasmania and employment opportunity with the fish farm. So I'm not a default no, but that, like we mentioned, the water quality earlier, and that has been on the improve for many, many years because of the lack of the industrial waste and stuff going out into Bass Strait. We've spoken about that before. The fish farms do have their issues in and around, that sort of residue and stuff that hits the bottom. But I'm always pro-industry, but I'm also pro if an industry does the wrong thing, then they need to be fined by the governing bodies and made sure they don't do it, because that's the only way that businesses will react. If you hit them with a fine, then they'll have to work out themselves. Well, we can't have that happening again. Otherwise, it's not viable to have a business if we get fined that much money every time we have a stuff up. And what they then do is they go, well, we need to spend some money on some technology or make sure it doesn't happen again. And I mean, if you've got fish farms out there, I'm sure we can make it work. But of course, if they don't learn from the mistakes they've made in Macquarie Harbour, and I think they know that they've made mistakes in Macquarie Harbour very early on, but they learn from the mistakes, and if they carry those learnings into the next, the next stage of the industry's development, then that's all well and good. But if they don't, well, we don't want them in Bass Strait. But I mean, that's one big issue.
I'm sort of agreeing with you on that, because I have no problem with the fish farms. I just want them controlled and I want them regulated, and I don't want, thousands and thousands of fish in really small pens. And as long as they do it environmentally correct and there's not fish farms jumping up everywhere, then I'm fine with it.
Yeah, as long as the right, rules and processes are in place and they follow them and then they are kept in check, I think it is sort of, I don't think it's a problem, because what worries me is every time a recreational fisherman that we have a bit of a drama, we want to align ourselves with the Greens or look around for who else has got the same opinion. And that concerns me a little bit because, there's some elements in the Greens that, want to stop shearing and actually want to stop fishing. So I feel it's a bit hypocritical sometimes that we instantly align ourselves with the Greens just because they want to stop the fish farms as well. But they want to stop the fish farms for different reasons, and they want to stop everything. For example, it's the same with the forest industry. Yeah, I don't want a 200-year tree cut down, but if it's an 80-year-old tree, it's just basically a giant carrot.
But the point is, though, if you cut down an 80-year-old tree, then it never gets to be a 200-year-old tree. See what I mean?
Well, here's the thing, though. When I say an 80-year-old tree, that might have been on a bit of forestry section for generations. I'm all for not cutting down old growth and locking away a lot of it away. There's no dramas there. For sure, have our sections that we, you know, look after. We spend a fortune on making sure tourists can see. But just because, you know, there's forests or there's plantations out there and sections of bush that people look at and think are old growth, but they've actually been logged five times in our generation, and they're just like giant carrots. So let's just calm down a little bit.
Yeah, well, we agree on that again. Just, you know, I've got no problem with it as long as it's done correctly and sustainably. Then, exactly.
I mean, and that's the same thing. You know, some forest practices were abhorrent, and they have changed their ways. But this default position to know all the time is just going to end up. Tasmania's just going to, you know, all our kids are just going to leave. Like, I've got four kids, and if we keep saying no to industry, well, what future have the kids got? You know, they can't. They can't all work in a mountain bike shop.
All right, so for people that are doing the voting tomorrow, let's have a look at the tides for people who want to go and have a fish after the after voting tomorrow. So, well, today's high tide is at, actually, yes, 3:16 this afternoon, about 4 metres. That's decent. Saturday's high, just after 4 in the afternoon, 4 metres. Sunday's high, about 5 in the afternoon. And also about 4 metres. So we got good tides, and we had a full moon this week too, so that's why.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm. So great conditions for a fish, and I'd sort of make hay while the sun shines, because we are going into our winter, and there will not be too many more really, really good weekends. It gets a bit cold and miserable, and I actually noticed the other day that I've lost a little bit of weight recently, and my fingers, and I got really cold, so I'm going to have to go and buy a jacket.
All right. We're well over time. We've got to go to the news. Plug your website and all that.
That's Team Penn Simrad Fishing.
All right. We've covered forestry in the fishing segment, but as usual, you're not short of an opinion. Good for you. Talk to you next week.
Lovely work. Rip, rip, woodshit.